abstain. Let's give it for him in prayer. Lord, our precious, blessed is our Lord we have, Lord, together this night. Lord, we're just so thankful for everything in our lives you've done for us. More importantly, Lord, the revelation you've given us. Revelation you're going to give us tonight, Lord, by your grace. Lord, we just love and appreciate you this night. Want you to have your preeminence in everything that's said and done. We'll give you all the glory that's due unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to try a couple of new songs tonight in the book here. Page 616 in the Only Believe book. Just a little chorus. Amen. Here comes Jesus, here walking on the water. He'll lift you up and help you to stand. Here comes the master of the waves that roll. Here comes Jesus. He'll make you whole. Here comes Jesus. Here walking on the turn to page 679. Amen. Just bear with me on these new ones here. Amen. Amen. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storm may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, verses. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to try one more if I can get the tune to come to me. Amen. 619. Amen. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this world alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he is my water. I can make it without Jesus, what would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Now when my tears fall like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain, when the one that I counted all had left me there, oh, that's when I I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do? Shepherd of my valley, I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Without Jesus, he's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Amen. Hallelujah. Always there looking out for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Love that little song. When I need someone, I'm sorry. He's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do
Amen. Just think what where we'd be without him. Amen. Every little step that we would have taken without his leadership and his guidance. Amen. That song just really struck my heart today. Amen. Just love it. You may be seated. Amen. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering? Amen. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Yeah, brother.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, so much truth in that song, Lord. Without you, where would I be? Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for that grace and mercy. Lord, so richly bestowed all of us in our lives. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for
us.
Lord, what you're doing for us even now. Lord, we just pray you'll have your preeminence, Lord, the remainder of the service. Lord, may everything said and done be for your glory and honor. Lord, may our hearts and our minds be open. Lord, in tune with thee to receive that precious word. Lord, above everything else, we pray for revelation. Pray you'll grant it to us as our prayer. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Yes.
We're able to give thee the glory and the honor for you. We pray in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. What would I do without Jesus? Amen. What would I do without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a settles to take the request.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so appreciative for all you've done for us. Lord, this day is such a wonderful day to live. Oh, God, with the pressure and the time, Lord, we see the end coming near.
So
Father, how your word is coming forth to match the need of the hour. Lord Jesus, even tonight as your word comes, Father, may we measure up our lives against your word. Lord, not take what we think on our minds may be. But Lord, may we measure ourselves and do accordingly. Lead us and bless us, I pray. May that desire just keep growing greater and greater in our hearts.
Amen.
Each and every one that's gathered here, meet our needs. And Father, the needs on the people's hearts, I pray, Father, that you would just bless them. Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, that they have no hindrance, Lord, in serving you. Lord, whether it be physical, spiritual, or financial.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you for it. Yes. We know you've met it, Lord, as a good Father will. We love you with all our hearts. Bless the remainder of the service, we pray, in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart tonight?
It's a pagan, idolatrous world we're living in. Everywhere you look around, it's nothing but iniquity and sin. People are taking away, rejecting the word. Once again they crucify, but this word's become so precious in my life. Precious Jesus,
precious Lord,
how precious is your word. There's nothing more precious or dearer to me on this earth. It's a resting place. It's the sweetest thing ever heard. Precious is your word. The Lord has been so gracious to you and me. He's had such love and mercy, his word has set us free. I want to raise my hands, praise his holy name. Let this word be glorified. I want him to know his word is precious in my eyes. Precious Jesus. How precious is your word. There's nothing more precious or dearer to me on this earth. It's a resting place. It's the sweetest thing is your word. Precious Jesus, how precious is your word. Your precious
stand. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Let's ask our brother to come.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Thanksgiving, I'll
precious Lord, we are so grateful and thankful, Lord, for another opportunity. And Lord, as the sisters sang the little song, how precious is your word. And Lord, how thankful we are that there's a longing down inside to match up to every word, Lord, that you've left for us. And Lord, how we feel the draw and the pull in our hearts, Lord, to give it all, Lord, and to let you have that full preeminence in our life. Lord, we've truly come tonight hungry, Lord, asking you to speak to us. Yes. And Lord, it's just a little exhortation, but Lord, may it help strike a chord in our hearts, Lord, to maybe cause us to draw closer, Lord, or maybe look at things a little different, Lord, from where we're standing. But Lord, we just ask that your will be done in all things. I commit myself unto thee for service. And Lord, we just ask that you would have your way. And Lord, bless your word, we ask. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Do you love him?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Are you happy?
Amen.
Are you happy in your soul?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know, we ought to be a happy people.
Oh, yes.
And we ought to have great joy. Yes. We're in a sober time. We're in a serious time. But how it ought to burn down in our hearts.
Amen.
To see what God is doing.
Yes.
Even in a sobering message as we had this morning, and you hear that and you say, oh, Brother Tim, I've heard that before, and we've heard our pastor speak on these things. But what a joy it ought to bring.
Amen.
To be able to see into that precious word and see which side of the fence you're standing
Amen.
On. And that's what brings the joy, is to see, Lord, thank you that you are the shepherd of my valley. Amen.
Yes.
He is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles over to Revelations, the third chapter. Just a little exhortation. Just things, just amen. We read, kind of go along with some things that we've been bringing. All, brother, you know, we mentioned some things the last Sunday morning that the pastor ministered. Amen. And then this morning, some things that have seen happen throughout the week. And it just brings a lot of things to memory in you. Begin to see what God is doing and how great he is. Amen. But there in Revelation 3, in the 20th, third chapter, the 20th verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. And it's been ministered on many times. He that hath an ear.
Amen.
Oh, if you've got an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, how thankful we should be.
Yes.
And how blessed we should count ourselves. As you know, as the last time, a couple times ago there, I ministered on, it just brought back some things about being religious. And even as you see the things our brother brought this morning and how we see that taking place. And even, I believe it was Thursday evening, the things that he was ministering on. And how we, the dangers that are in the church, and how we see this perilous times all around us. And we see people running to and fro. I mean, people are searching, you know. The ministry's done, made up their mind. The ministry stands where they stand. If they truly called of God, they're preaching God's word. But then you see those that they've decided and done and ruled out that God's word was of none effect. And that they've got a new revelation. But there's little sheep everywhere. There's sheep sitting here. There's sheep sitting in all these congregations. And those sheep, there might be a predestinated one still out there somewhere. Because you got to remember, it wasn't too many years ago we were in bad shape ourselves. Thinking we were so right when we were so wrong.
Amen.
And you know how we still see that taking place. And as long as there's mercy, and long as God is still calling, there's time for maybe one here, one there. But it'll be God's elect, not a mass movement, not a great big crowd running. But you know, God still moves, and he still
Amen.
Deals with his little elected heart.
Amen.
There's a time and place for all of it to fall into place for God's word. But let's turn over to John, the 10th chapter. Amen. But you know, as we mentioned, we can get into a form and a fashion, even sitting here. And we want to be careful that we're following God's word to the letter. And we may sit here and the word comes and we know that our pastor is praying, staying fortified with God's word and bringing what God lays upon his heart to bring. And we see the moving of the Holy Spirit. But as individuals, we must make sure and search our hearts as we sit here that we don't lock our minds down, that I'm going to hold on to this one thing. I don't believe exactly what the word said, because if our pastor's bringing it from the word, that's where you've got to see it. You got to take the man out of the picture, whether it be here or wherever you're attending service. If it's the true word of God, you've got to take that out of the picture. And though it's against your idea, some would say, well, I'll just spit that seed out and I'm going to continue on. But if it's God's word, it's not just a pit, so to speak, as in eating cherries, as Brother Brandon talked about. But you got to take it, and you got to take the medicine, and it'll do the work that's needed in our lives. But as we sit through these services and God's Holy Spirit moving, and how Jesus said over in John, I believe that's in 6th chapter, in the 44th verse, if you just want to turn there real quick. But Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. And you know, you think of that as we raise our children, and the scripture tells us we should raise our children in the admonition of the Lord and rear them up in the way they should go. And you know, we do that to the best we can, but we cannot place a seed down in their heart. And you young people, listen to me. Our pastors told you the same thing. I can teach you. Your mommy and daddy can teach you. I teach my kids. And our pastor gets up here and tries to show us the word. But he can't place that draw down in our hearts. He can't place that still small voice down in there that's something on the inside that's pulsating to get out. Something that's crying out inside of you. That don't come from no man. It comes from God alone. And if you feel that down in your heart, that's God calling. That's God knocking. And oh my, that's when you're in the stillness of the night that you can feel that drawing down in your heart. Maybe you come into service and the music's playing softly and you can just feel it moving on your heart. That's God. And oh my, he calls. And he places the draw. But oh my, he watches for his own. And he's there to make sure that they get exactly what they need. But we must be willing to accept what he's got for us. And to lay back our ideas and thoughts and come God's way and do what God told us to do. Full obedience to the full word of God. We must follow it through and through. But here in John the 10th chapter... Yeah, John 10 chapter, and I'm going to start there about the 22nd verse. Just read the very familiar scriptures. We think about this. And as it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked into the temple in Solomon's porch. And Jesus walked into the temple in Solomon's porch, and then came the Jews round him, said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. And oh my, as we said here not too long ago, God sent a prophet in this age. And the works that was done through his life and through his ministry bore out that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he was bringing the message of Malachi 4 back to a people's hearts to set them straight and to get them ready for a rapture. Amen. There wasn't going to be another message to follow it. There wasn't going to be another great shaking and all kinds of movement taking place. But the word came. And that word found lodging in a people's heart, a predestinated people's heart. Amen. A people that was predestinated to that purpose. And if you've ever felt that little draw down in your heart and maybe you're feeling it now, that's a good sign that predestination's at work. Showing forth that God is ever mindful of each of his own. Amen. As he says here, and Jesus answered and said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. Who's him? The word. Amen. Not a man's idea, not a creed. When God calls a man and predestinates him to this word, there's something down on the inside. And I don't care, I can speak from experience. You may not understand the thing you're doing that's truly wrong. You might be wrapped up in something that's wrong. And you may not have an understanding of truly what's taking place, but there's unrest down on the inside. That little soul will not be satisfied until it gets to that life-giving source. that truly that can only satisfy that longing that God placed in there. You know, as Brother Branham used a little type, before there could be a fin on a fish's back, as simple as that is, there had to be a water for him to swim in before that could be there. And before that, when that drawing was, before it was ever placed in there, there had to be a place for it to draw me back to. Amen. And by God's grace, that's what's happening. God is searching out his own. He's seeking those little sheep, that little bride. He's gathering her up, getting her ready for that final catching away. And how we're starting to see this more and more is, well, let me read on down. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Amen. He's holding each one of his own. But in this age of mass confusion, we'll call it, because that's where it's got to. Men's hearts and things are, they heard a prophet's message and how it went forth in the fullness. And now, maybe a word lodged here and something lodged there that they grabbed a hold of and truly believed. And now, everything they've believed or thought they believed, they see it being torn down. They see men that they once thought held this word dear to their heart. They don't believe the things they used to believe anymore. But today they believe this, and as our pastor mentioned this morning, another man comes by and they see that man waver on what he believes. And then it causes doubt in their heart. But maybe they hold fast to what they know, but it's causing an unrest. Where is God? What is this that's going on? Why? And those little sheep that are truly predestinated are being shook loose. Their foundations are being shaken. It's been shaken all over. There's some that's not willing to accept the things that are taking place, and something's starting to merge them and push them out, make them search, seek. It may not be very many. It might be a whole family that gets pushed out for one little elect in that one family. But God's watching after his own, and he makes sure that they're going to get where they need to be exactly what they have to be. But we're living in an age where we're seeing, as our brother has brought it and brought it and brought it, the word must be revealed to us. We must have a revelation. It's got to be rooted and grounded in our hearts, or it'll never hold. I can't just do it because I was told I was supposed to. It'll never hold when the strain comes. I can't do it just because, as he mentioned this morning, our church believes it this way. Because it won't hold when the test comes. It won't hold. There'll be no overcoming if I'm just going on what I've been told. But oh, if God ever gets a hold of our hearts and we get a new birth and he truly reveals that word, it brings a rooted and a ground. It'll ground you. It's steadfast. It is that tie post of the soul that's unwavering. No matter how hard the storms rage around us, there's no doubt about it when God truly speaks to your heart. And each one of us sitting here, we've got to come to that place that we know that I have found that anchor. That I have found that place that I know God has called me to. It don't matter if I'm young, old, or middle-aged. If I've reached that age of accountability, then I'm responsible. And I've got to give in to what God is calling me to. I may look around and see another young person that don't really interested in giving their heart to the Lord. Maybe I'm a young man and another young man doesn't want to yield to the Lord like the world and all the things the world has to offer. Maybe I'm a young lady and maybe I'm friends with another young couple friends and they don't want to dress right and don't really have a desire to make sure that what they're doing matches up with the Word. I can't let that hinder me. And it's tough, you know. I often think back many times as you know, God leads us down our path and how we walk through. Many times there's lonely spots. But God is that ever-present help in the time of trouble. I've found him to be that strong source that'll hold you through the toughest times in your life. And how we've seen him do that not only for, I can testify that he's done it for me, but how many others can you see, you know that it was God that brought them through. It's not what they could do in themselves, but because God saw them in his great mind before there was a moon or a star, he made a way and he was there for them. Don't mean you didn't go through tough times. You didn't have to climb steep hills. But he was there holding your hand and guiding the whole way through. Amen. He's never left me nor forsook me. And he'll be true to his word. Amen. Oh my. You know, it's amazing what God has done for us and what he's doing. And I wonder, do we appreciate him as much as we should? And do we show him? Like I said, just to see that By grace, our eyes have been opened to see what God is trying to do in this last age. That little if it were possible that he placed in the scriptures, how great it was that he opened our eyes to see that, oh, what he's going to shorten those days for me. Amen. He's going to shorten those days for you if you're elected. Amen. Oh, how great is our God. Here in the message, the voice of God in the last days. And this is, Brother Brandon was speaking about a few examples here, and I just want to catch this. He says, this is on page 17, paragraph 99, and he's talking about Moses, when God called Moses to go down to Egypt, and Moses being a proper child, and people had told him he was raised up for that purpose, he was going to be the deliverer. And he goes here, he said, God said, but then he was talking about after God had called him over to the burning bush, he said, but God said, Moses, throw down that stick, and it'll turn into a serpent. I'm sorry, let me jump back over here. It's on page, start at page, paragraph 86. And Moses heard the voice of God. He was full of theology and knowed all the ins and the outs, but it failed. And how well we can be taught the ins and the outs of this message that we've heard. We can have it with book learning. We can have it with a mental idea of, I know what's right. I know what the prophet said about that. I know about all these things. I know what the Bible says about this over here and that over there. But I want you to listen as he breaks this out here. He says, he knew all the ins and the outs, but it failed. He heard the voice of God, Moses was, but when he heard the voice of God, Moses was never the same. No man is never the same. You might hear in your ears the voice speaking, but when you hear in your heart the voice speaking, see, then you're hearing. You do not see with your eye, you look with your eye, you see with your heart. You see something, say, I just don't see it. You mean you don't understand it. You do not hear with your ears, you hear with your heart. Many times your ears hear the true voice of God and it falls off of you like a water off a duck's back. But when you really hear, you hear with your heart. And all the theology that Moses had, he hadn't heard the voice of God. But one day God called this 80-year-old sheepherder over to one side and spoke to him and he caught it. And he proved that he was God. And how many times, Brother Bram said, you might have to hear something seven times. Might go around and you hear it, but then that one time God says, here it is, and you watch God reveal it, and you watch it bring that body subject to that word right now. Yes. You might have tried for years to overcome something, but you let God reveal it to you, and you watch it just take place like an automatic. Nothing changed. He says, but one day God called that 80-year-old sheep herder over to one side, spoke to him, and he caught it, and he proved that he was God. First thing he done to Moses was vindicate his word. I'm going down. I remember what I promised. And this is what he promised for the last days. He'd raise up a people from the Gentiles and all the promise. This I have promised, said Moses, take off your shoes. In other words, honor, throw down your staff, and a dry stick on the desert became a serpent. Moses caught it and went back to its condition again. See, he knew that was God because God said, the word of God, the word that he was speaking said, throw down that stick in your hand. That's God's word. Don't try to do the same thing that ain't God's word to you. That was God's words to Moses. Here's God's word to you. But he threw down the stick and it turned to a serpent. And he said, are you afraid of what? And Moses picked it up and it went, God's word, what did it do? God vindicated his word. And when God makes a promise of a ministry in the last days, he'll confirm it just exactly the way he would do it. Then you know you got the right voice. You're listening to the right thing because it's the word being confirmed. I'm sorry, Moses acted different. Look what a funny thing Moses done. Always when you're following the voice of God, you're crazy to the world. The next day Moses found with his wife sitting on a mule and a youngin' on her hip, child on her hip, and there they was, the old man with his beard hanging down like this and his bald head shining, a stick in his hand, leading a little donkey, going right down towards Egypt just as hard as he could go. Somebody said, Moses, where are you going? I'm going down to Egypt to take things over. Wherewith he had failed as a young man, he had failed as a military man, but here he was going down to take over. And he did it. Why? He had heard the voice of God and seen it vindicated for his day, for the things that was to be in his day. He saw it. And how many times we approach life as, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see me get this. I can handle this. But then God brings the obstacles to show us, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. And he stands there to prove that he is the one that can live this life through you. He's the one that can take our life over and change my attitudes. He can change the way I think about things. He can change the way I approach every situation in life.
He can bring the joy that I can only get for a few minutes at a time. He can bring an everlasting joy, an everlasting peace that He can bring that it will keep you calm all the time wherever you are. He can bring it. But it takes Him and this precious word being revealed to us. Not just knowing about it, just not knowing that the prophet came and that was God's mouthpiece. But it's got to be revealed to you that it was God speaking to you personally. It's got to be a personal revelation to you that God is calling you and getting you ready to leave this world. People get so excited when they hear the word, but when you can see the word being vindicated back through your life, that's where the true excitement comes. Many people get up and jump and shout and scream and holler about this message, but then when they come down off of that, they ain't got no life, nothing to go with it. But how we want to see that vindicated life of Jesus Christ being made real in our hearts, living back forth through us. But remember, what we know about it in our theology will never work. It'll always let us down. Someone will be able to come along and make us waver and make us think it's another way. But once God places it in there, it'll hold true right down the line. As he goes on to say here, speaking of Paul, he said Paul was a self-styled Pharisee, just as full of theology as he could be. But one day he heard the voice of God, saw a pillar of fire, and he knew there was something different. It changed his life. No matter how many Pharisees, how many Gamaliels, or anything else could cry out to Paul, you're wrong, Paul. When he heard the voice of God, he knew it was the truth. And that's where many people are standing today. They thought they had a revelation. They thought they've been born again. But they've come up through. The prophet tried to tell them where they were standing. He tried to show them through the word where they were standing, but they missed that piece of it. But oh, if they one time could get into his presence and get the genuine new birth, how it would put that word together for them in their life and turn things around for them.
Amen.
And oh my, how you can see God for some. He's starting to turn. That seems to be what's happening. This seems like their life has fallen back to shame, but they still believe it. But there's no firmness. They're lacking something, and they know something's missing. But oh, can they find it? Can you get to God? When something's missing in your life, He's the only one. If that call's there, He's the only one that can satisfy it. Amen. There is no preacher anywhere in the land. There's no man. But God alone can get you what you need. Amen. But He'll lead you. He'll take you to where you need to be to get it. Amen. Peter, religious as he could be, keeping traditions of the elders, he would not eat any meat. No, sir, he would have nothing to do about it at all. He was really keeping the traditions of the elder right to the word. But what happened? One day he heard the voice of God. Don't call that common and unclean when I make it clean. He was a changed man. He was ready to go anywhere. The Lord sent him. Amen.
Amen.
What the vindicated word of God will do in the heart of a man or a woman.
Amen.
What a change it'll bring. Not just I'm following a message again. No. It'll bring about a change in your life like you've never seen before. And we may have went to church all of our life and followed that, but if God is drawing you, as He's pulling, as the Word is coming, as our brother mentioned last Sunday, the people are looking, they want to see Jesus.
Yes.
And they want to see Him in you and I. They don't want to just hear about Him. They've heard about Him for years.
Yes.
They want to see.
Yes.
They want to see the reality of this Word made alive in your heart and in your life.
Amen.
They want to see it. Our children want to see it in us.
Yes.
We want to see it in our children, as our brother said. Yes. That's a lot of reality to what he said. We want to see Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Not just what we talked about Him. We want to see Him made alive.
Amen.
Amen. Bring every action under control to His Word. Every thought, every approach to life be exactly what Jesus Christ would be. Not what maybe my family trait would be for that situation, but what Jesus Christ wants us to be.
Amen.
Amen. May that ring out and ponder in our hearts.
Yes.
Those things that were said. This is in the message, The Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ, preached November 25th, 1965, on the top of page 32, paragraph 240. He was talking about the little eagle story, and he jumps down here. He says, the anointed word of God being vindicated before any man that's born to be a son of God with a predestinated germinating for this hour, he'll see God's message as sure as there's a God in heaven. Martin Luther saw it for his. And Wesley saw it for his. The Pentecostal saw it for his. Now what about you? They went into to a denomination. Here is the word condemning it, telling you what we're to have today. Just exactly Malachi 4 and all these other promises for the hour. What do you see? What are you looking at? Amen. The real genuine eagles hear my sheep, know my voice, and the stranger they'll not follow. Why? It was put in there by predestination. It's not my merits that's got me following the genuine truth of this hour. It's not what I was able to understand or to say I took. But it was by predestination you were foreordained to be a son of God. You were in God before the foundation of the world, and you're only manifested in this day for His honor and glory. That's why God opened our eyes of a few individuals here and there all over this earth. He's got a bride that they were placed here for His honor and His glory. And it was predestination that opened their eyes and gave them the keys to the kingdom to be able to see. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Oh my, how much greater these scriptures ought to come alive in our hearts. Amen. He says, for His honor and glory, how can you do it without honoring His word? Stand with every word of God, yes, sir, which you are part of that word by predestination. Because look, the God is the word. You believe it? Well, He's always was the word. In the beginning was the word was God. And there you were in God. And the word, the part that you're to play, was in God before the foundation of the world. He seen you, He knew you, and predestinated you to it. And I tell you, just as the eagle recognized that voice, so does a real born-again Christian recognize the voice of God speaking through that word. Oh my. Yes. Even sometimes you heard that scream and you can hear that word. Maybe you haven't reached the place you need to be yet, but yet there's something down on the inside that's saying that's got to be right. Amen. Though maybe somebody else is standing at your shoulder saying, oh no, that ain't right, that ain't right, that ain't right. But there's something down on the inside saying, I know that's right. Amen. I know that's the truth. God always, when that little seed's down on in there, it'll get through. Amen.
Yes,
amen. He said, when I seen it, God speaking through His word, when they see it anointed and vindicated, look, He looked up there. He didn't see this old hen cluck cluck around here, join us and go over here and go this and that. He saw a being like He wanted to be, sailing in the air, screaming free, up in the highs above all the vultures and the things of the earth. Hallelujah. He wanted to be that because it was in Him to be that. And oftentimes that's why we have unrest when we're young. If we begin to get to that age and there's something drawing down on the inside of us. There's a pulling, there's a pulsating maybe, a calling out. And Brother Branham told us many times, don't try to hush that little call with anything of the world, but feed it with the Word of God. Feed it with prayer and crying out saying, Lord, I need You in my life. God's ever mindful of us. Amen. He says, go this, that. He saw a being like He wanted to be in the earth. Hallelujah. He wanted to be that because it was in Him to be that. And a man that's born of God, a son of God, has to have the nature of God. He has to be like God. He honors God. He is part of the Word of God. And in this last days of this bride taking form, just exactly the same power that He was at the beginning has come up through these organizations and so forth and come out for the bride. It can't be nothing else but that. Amen. And how we ought to see this taking place in our life. How it ought to cause us to have a greater stir in our hearts to be more what God wants us to be. We're in an age of such unsurety where people are running to and fro. They've lost the meaning of what a Christian is. But yet they still read this same word. They still hear the same messages. And maybe they've lost the reality. But what if one time they truly saw the vindication of that word manifested in your life? Maybe not in a great big healing or that kind, but just see the word truly vindicated. Amen. Something that was written in there, they can see it manifested out through you, right just the way it should have been. Maybe it'll catch their attention that, hey, there, that was something that I know where the Bible said. Let me go back and search that out and see. Yes. Amen. A reality of what God is doing. Amen. This is in the message. Lean not into thine own understanding. Very familiar. Notice page 9, paragraph 54. Notice Jesus said in St. John 10, my sheep know my voice. A voice, of course, is His word. And when He is speaking, my sheep know my voice. My voice has been proven to them to be true. It's been vindicated that it is my voice. Now notice, they are not subject to following any other voice. They won't. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. In other words, they will not understand a theological voice that's teaching contrary to the Word. And how true it is today with some of the doctrines and the things that have started, how you can't comprehend. You can't even begin to think that there could be any truth in it. It's so far-fetched from what God's Word said. Is that because I've got better thinking than someone else? No, it's because Jesus Christ has placed that word down in there. He said, I would write these things upon your heart and bring them to your remembrance. Oh my, if it wasn't for him, look at the mess we would be in. But by God's grace, he has brought his precious word and opened our eyes and showed us. And may we be crying out and praying, Lord, is there someone else somewhere that, Lord, you might lead me to say the right thing to, that would give them an opportunity to see that you still are the same God you were yesterday and shall be forever. Amen. He's still calling. He's still there. Amen. Sometimes we just get so lax. Well, I believe I'm right. I ain't worried about nothing else. I'm just going to go on the way I am. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm just going to keep going to church and believe in what I believe. But what's God want out of our life? He don't want you to hide your light. He placed it here. He gave you light for a reason. He gave me a light for a reason, to let it shine. And God's got a purpose for it. Amen. God added to the church daily such as should be saved in the book of Acts. And if there's a little seed somewhere that God's seen fit, whether it be here in Africa, wherever it's at, he's going to lead someone to help that little seed along. And may, if it's here, if it's within our power to do, may we be willing and in the spirit enough to say, Lord, help me to catch what you would want me to do. Amen. He says, they won't, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. In other words, they will not understand theological voice that's teaching contrary to the word. The sheep don't understand that no more than the eagle last night could understand the clucking of the hen. They don't understand it because he was an eagle, and that same thing with a genuine born-again child of God, they understand only the things that are of God. Somebody say, well, now look, you could do this, I think. I believe that isn't this way. I believe the days of miracles is past. I don't believe that divine healing. I don't believe this. Now, genuine born-again Christian, that'll never stop in his ears. He don't understand it at all. How could a man that believes in God and can read the Bible and see that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever will ever accept such a thing as that? I don't understand it. See, they don't lean to their own understanding. Amen. And I thank God for the mercy and the grace that he has shown us. But as we gather here, don't take for granted what God is doing. And don't get lax thinking, oh, nobody can deceive me. Nobody can pull me away. But oh my, without God's grace and his hand upon our life, oh, we could waver so easy. But we must stay prayed up, stay in the spirit and say, Lord, continue to show me what you would have for me. It's an age of great deception. And men are running to and fro. They thought they believed this. They thought they believed that. Nobody knows what they believe anymore. We see it taking place, but God said he would have a bride that would be ready. She won't be sleeping and slumbering and not have no oil, but she'll have her lamps trimmed and burning, waiting for that bridegroom to come. Hey, man, you sisters can come to the instruments, if you would. A very small, maybe a little chopped up thought. But amen, God still speaks to his people. And when God predestinates someone to that precious word, they will find the place that he has for them. They will get there. Amen. You know, I often think many times of God's grace and the paths we've trod and the way that he's brought us to be what we are. And as we see these last moments of time winding down, what could God do? He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing too great for our God.
Amen.
He can do things. But sometimes we forget and we put limits on him. Well, if we'd lived back then in the days of the prophet, or if we'd have lived back in the Bible days, I believe this could have happened. It can happen today.
Amen.
History moves on. People change. Times change. But God's word never changes. He's the same. And he ever lives to prove that what he done then, he can do today and shall do forever. But oh, do we believe him? Truly believe him. Amen. I pray God to open my heart greater and give me a greater revelation of the things that I have already heard, Lord.
Amen.
And make sure that what I have heard I understand. And it's rooted and it's grounded and it's bringing fruits forth, showing a vindication of that word in my life. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to just be somebody that's a form or a fashion or a tradition. I'm just attending church and I go there every Sunday. But I want the people, I want my children, my wife, to see overcoming in my life. I want them to see things that maybe they used to see that they don't see no more.
Yeah.
And know that Dad used to be like this just a little bit, but I've seen that go away.
Yes.
It's time for reality in our own lives.
Yes.
We lived with that years ago when we were younger. We saw many places, many deacons in the church that professed one thing, and we saw things in their life that shouldn't have been there. We saw all kinds of hypocrisy. We saw a lot of things. God brought us through that for a reason. And may that burn in our hearts to make sure that we don't let one bit of that creep into our lives.
Amen.
But let us be a firebrand for Jesus Christ and be a people that's truly on fire and got something burning that's real.
Amen.
And not just another 10 years from now, I'll still be the same person that I was yesterday. But I'll be more like Christ than I've ever been.
Amen.
Tomorrow, I'll be more like Christ than I was today.
Yes.
Because of hearing the word, I keep become that word. And I want it to take full preeminence in my life. Amen. I pray that's your desire as well.
Amen.
I pray that's burning. We come in here and we hear many things, you know. God moves the way God wants to move. And you know, sometimes you can't figure God out. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows the end from the beginning. And he doesn't work like human beings work. He don't think like we think sometimes. But God moves right on time, and his great clock's ticking, and it's ticking right in time. But oh my, let me make sure that I'm right where he wanted me to be with the click of that clock.
Amen.
That I would be exactly what he wants me to be. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Like for, if Brother Josh would lead us, I'd like to try to sing that little chorus again he was singing earlier. He's the shepherd of my valley. Amen. Go ahead and start us, Brother Josh. Okay. Amen. It's a beautiful little course. Amen. Is that 619? Is that right? Amen.
What would I do
without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley.
He has been walking this road alone. He'll help me, he's me, with a blessing. He's my water. Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? He's always there to listen.
With arms all around me,
he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley.
I couldn't make it.
To us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank him for as our brother comes. Amen.
And I've got so much to thank him for.
To just let the word of God just flow through your heart.
Amen.
Search your heart, comfort your heart, assure your heart.
Amen.
So thankful for the word of God. Amen. I appreciate it. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful for this evening. You've given us that precious word. The Lord, we have it exhorted to us and open our hearts, our eyes, Lord, to things further in thee. And we appreciate that with all our heart. Now we ask that you just bless each one as we've been here tonight now, and Father, knowing that we're about to face another week if you should tarry, and Lord, we pray that your precious presence be upon us and with us everywhere we go, and take the name of Jesus with us, that Lord, we may glorify you and others may see that you are alive and living and well, that Lord, you could, by having the preeminence in our lives and our minds and our bodies, everything about us, Lord, just lead us and direct us and guide us now. Bless us now as we part from this little place. In your glorious, precious name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated.